The pinnace docked smoothly. Kai stood when the light came on, and the pinnace pilot came into the cabin.
Good flight, Maury.
We'll be back to pick you up anytime, Admiral. Just let us know.
That was another thing about this visit. Open-ended, Aunt Grace had said. It might take longer than planned. No longer than necessary, she told herself. Her life was elsewhere.
I'll let you know the moment I know. I don't plan to take a vacation down there.
You want us to wait until you've boarded the shuttle?
No need. It's already docked. I'll be fine. Captain Pordra has all my contact codes.
All but one. The very secret one she shared only with Rafe Dunbarger. Jen Bentick stood aside as Kai walked to the hatch. All lights green, a perfect match and thus no reason to worry. Kai worried anyway. The past few years had given her every reason for caution and few for complacency. She still wore her personal armor under her clothes, and she still carried a loaded weapon in all circumstances. The hatch opened into a standard airlock. Beyond was the ramp down into the station itself, where the Commandant, erect as ever but showing his age now, awaited her. Professionally impassive, of course, the telltale eyelid not drooping today, and his gaze boring into her like an industrial laser. To either side, behind him, rows of media reps were held back by station security.
Admiral Vata.
She had wondered if he would call her by her rank. The rank she had assumed of necessity, not through the usual process of regular promotions overseen by a board. But of course he did in front of the media.
Welcome to Slaughter Key. The Director of Defense and the President both asked me to convey their sincere regrets that they could not meet you here on station.
Nothing in his tone but courtesy. The sawtooth edge to his voice that had greeted her at their last meeting was undetectable. She had no doubt he could still deploy it. The snake-like tendrils of media feeds hovered over them both. People on planet would be watching it live. It made her skin itch, but she had the experience now to handle it as blandly as he did.
Thank you, Commandant.
He had a last name, but no one ever used it.
I am delighted to meet you again.
His smile held a glimmer of warmth.
And I you, Admiral.